Moncrief on News Talk.
With the financial pressures on most families, it's relatively rare these days for a family to be able to make the arrangement to have a stay-at-home parent. But of those who can, some regret that decision. The Irish Times journalist Jen Hogan has spoken to a number of people who found themselves in that position. Good afternoon, Jen.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. And Happy New Year to you.
And to you.
What was striking about a number of the people that you spoke to was that what they were hearing back from other people was, oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I thought one woman summed it up when she said that she felt that it's romanticised. And I think she's dead right, because there was this kind of constant hearing back. And I spoke to lots of parents. I could only feature a few. But a recurring theme was definitely that the parent who was able to stay at home was really lucky. Isn't it well for you? Aren't you so lucky? Isn't it great that you're in that position? I'm unfortunate. I have to go to work. And yet, in saying all that, there was still no real value on what the person who was staying at home was doing, or at least that's how they felt anyway and how they interpreted it. And there was very little kind of thought given for the fact that, I mean, in some situations, yes, it comes down to a financial decision. You're looking at whether a person can afford to stay at home. One person can afford to stay at home. It's often the mum, not always, but often the mum who might make that decision to stay at home. And they're looking at their means to see if it's possible. Some women were that I spoke to were actually forced into it, either because financially it wasn't worth their while. It was costing them to go to work, or they didn't have enough left. And then there's also the fact that maybe there are children with additional needs who are going to need an awful lot of support, or who might need to attend a lot of appointments, or a child who is ill who might need to attend a lot of appointments, and trying to juggle that with work and other days and different things that might be scheduled and therapies and stuff like that just made it impossible. So it wasn't always down to just good fortune that somebody was financially secure enough to stay at home. And even where that arose, even where that situation arose, it didn't come just handily either. There were huge sacrifices made, and there was huge guilt that went along with that. I mean, us women in particular were renowned for the old guilt, and particularly when we become mothers, the mum guilt, it just takes over everything. And whether you're working or whether you're not working, there is that guilt. But there were sacrifices being made to facilitate a parent staying at home, and that meant one woman mentioned that her children hadn't been on a plane, couldn't go away on holidays, activities had to be cut back on, after school activities and opportunities and all those sorts of things. So it's not just a case of, aren't you lucky? Isn't it well for you? It's not that at all.
No, because as you say, oftentimes the financial part of it is kind of on a knife edge. It's probably a euro or two each way, whether it's cheaper to send them to childcare or stay at home kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, and because the other things too, things like, I suppose, sick days can crop up and you're trying to juggle, you're trying to work around maybe. I always thought when they were in creche, and we often hear about childcare and creche and how hard that is, how crippling it is. I remember it myself when my own kids were in creche, like you were really working to pay your childminder or your creche provider. But it isn't just about that, because at least when the kids were in creche, you didn't have to worry about things like holidays or school closures or things like that, because kids knew no better. They weren't of that age that it was a consideration for them. A lot of parents also find their hands are forced then when they have kids in school, because you're trying to work around holidays and shorter days, and maybe children who don't want to go to a childcare provider after school because they're tired after a long day of school. It becomes a totally different juggle then as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, and it also struck me that, and I'm just assuming here, that mm-hmm. most of the people who said to the mothers you spoke to, oh, you're so lucky, were also mothers. And the very, you know, and in a weird way, the fact that there are stay-at-home mothers made them feel guilty. And then they had to make some sort of excuse of, I'd totally be doing what you're doing, but I have to work.
Absolutely. And again, that goes back to the fact that we really do not, that we don't value carers and we don't value stay-at-home parents. And that is a thing, you know, I don't know whether it comes back to this guilt that if you're a working parent, you feel guilty about that. So you have to feel your decision is the right one. And if you're a stay-at-home parent, perhaps because of what you're hearing, you feel guilty about that. I'm not contributing to society. These are the sort of things that we were hearing. I was hearing from women, and women said they weren't putting their education and their skills to good use, and feeling they were judged for it. And so they have to kind of flip the script the other way. And you know, there's this great divide. We love to do this, particularly to women. I come back to women here. They're obviously, we have stay-at-home dads too. We love to pit one side against the other. And yet the women are feeling it. They were getting a lot of comments. They were getting this kind of commentary. And they did feel that they had to justify it. You couldn't just say, well, I'm going to be a stay-at-home parent, and I'm perfectly content in that role. Like, they felt they had to defend their decision rather than just go, this is what I'm doing, this is where I am in life, this is what I need to do. But they felt a need to actually justify it. It's so different. I suppose it's the great thing that we like to think, any of us who have daughters and who are women ourselves, and go, isn't it wonderful? There are different opportunities now. We have progressed so far. And yet we still very much live in a society that expects us to work like we don't have children and to parent like we don't have jobs. And that puts huge pressure on, you guessed it, the women in particular, yes, who come back trying to have to pick up the slack, because it's always them who we talk about having it all. We never have these conversations with men about, aren't you so lucky the way you have it all? It's women. We keep reminding women, you can't have it all. But we never really say that to men. Who expected this to turn into a feminist rant?
And those women that you spoke to, did they express like that they would find it difficult to say, I regret being a stay-at-home parent in various situations?
Absolutely. And it's because, again, it's that judgment, isn't it? And as parents, we're not allowed to say, society won't allow us to say that spending time with our children isn't enough for us. You know, we love them, but we'd much rather go to work, or we love them, but we'd much rather have another outlet, and we'd love to, you know, have that bit of adult company and feel like we're using our brain and our skills and having a bit of camaraderie in the workforce, or just actually escaping our darling children. we're not allowed to admit that, because, you know, having children is such a privilege, and, you know, if you're lucky enough to have children, and that you should be so eternally grateful that you can't want more than that. So all the parents did not feel that they could actually say this. That's why it's part of the Parenting Taboos series that I'm writing for the paper. And it's a taboo to actually say that you regret making a decision or being forced into becoming a stay-at-home parent, because you're not allowed to think that. You're supposed to think you're lucky. You have to listen to all the people who tell you you're lucky. And of course it is a wonderful choice for some people, but you can't say it's not what you want, or that you wish you hadn't done it. And the regret and the fear about what the future might hold, you're not allowed to say that.
Yeah. Let me read out one comment from a listener. I wish I could afford to send my kids to creche. I've 3 kids and I'm a stay-at-home mum, but I feel like my career will be gone by the time I return to work. I assume the woman you must have spoken to who felt, that's it, I can't return to work now, it's too late.
That's it. And the confidence hit that comes with staying at home for so long. And also, as the years go on, you're older, you're feeling that bit of difficulty getting back in, maybe competing against younger people trying to get into the workforce. Where's your skills? What do you put on your CV? I stayed at home and minded my children for the last few years. There's that huge part of it. Even this morning, since the piece went out, I've had a lot of people in touch and saying how they do worry about what the future holds. What will the trade-off be for sitting back? And there was a lot of discussion around whether part-time work is the option. But is that also limiting, perhaps in some cases, and how far your career progression can go if you're limiting your position to part-time? And are those options even available for a lot of people? But there is that fear. It's not just about making the choice for now. There are parents getting in touch saying, I don't know what the future will look like for me. Because when you've got small babies and you've got toddlers, it feels like forever. It feels like you're going to be stuck in this state forever of lack of sleep and change and nappies and constantly on the treadmill, trying to just keep on top of everything that you need to do. And it can be mundane and boring, and we're not supposed to say that, and haven't done it millions of times. It's true, though. It can be very mundane and boring, even if it's relentless, and even if the best things that ever happened to you. But there is that fear about what happens when that stage passes, or whatever stage passes, whether it's school, whatever stage you decide, I want to try to get back in the workforce. Is it too late? How do I get back in? Are my skills obsolete? Do I even have the confidence anymore? And that is the really sad thing when you're talking to parents, how much their confidence is affected by it, how they kind of lose faith in their ability to actually go out and be part of the workforce again and be successful in the workforce, because they feel undervalued. It's that constant message back of feeling undervalued. We've taken the choice away a lot, obviously, with a rent crisis and a housing crisis and the cost of living crisis that we live in. That choice of becoming a stay-at-home parent has been taken away from a lot of adults who might like to do it. But even when parents do make that decision, it's not without consequence, and it's not without fears for the future and what that
Absolutely.
Might look like.
Yeah, Jen, thanks a million for speaking with us. That was Jen Hogan there, the Irish Times journalist and the host of Conversations with Parents podcast.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.